Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is time for the nephew. Yes, and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Shirley, I got Auntie Deborah's hair. That's basically Deborah K. Okay? That's Deborah K. All right? Uh-huh. Classic home run hitter. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
May I speak to
this?
Let me tell you something to you. My name is Wayne. You did my auntie's hair yesterday, and now I don't know what you did. I don't know what kind of glue you'd use with weaves or whatever, but my auntie had and fell out in church today.
I don't even use glue, because I don't even know why you coming at me on the side tip anyway about your auntie.
My auntie.
Who the is your auntie?
My auntie is Deborah, and I have fell out.
I don't know no Deborah. I don't do no Deborah hair. You talking about I use glue? I don't use glue. I've been sawing her hair since 1982. You coming at me with some glue? I don't do no glue.
Hold, who you think you tripping with? Look, let me
I'm
tell you.
You coming at me on some side? I'm on damn some Deborah. I don't even know no Deborah.
Look, let me say this to you. All I'm
what
saying
the
is
the you gotta say what the you gotta say, cause I'm serious about my whole weave. You coming at me with some glue? It's just not for some glue. That be done melted on the side of your head.
Well, that's what happened, and I fell off in service, and all the church members is sitting there laughing at her.
Well, she shouldn't have been. Maybe she's trying to get the devil out of her, cause she ain't got no business shouting that hard anyway, but I don't with no glue.
You ain't finna sit here and talk about my auntie and her Jesus. Don't you talk about how she shot.
I don't even know this lady. You talking about glue? I don't do glue.
They call her Miss Deborah.
I don't know no Miss Deborah.
She just got her hair done from you yesterday. How you gonna sit here and act like you ain't cut it yesterday?
I didn't cut. You just said glue. Tell Deborah to call me. Tell her to be a real woman and call me and tell me the mistake I done made. Because I don't remember no Deborah, and I ain't used no glue.
I'm finna tell everybody in Atlanta, Georgia, not to come to your house.
Wait a minute. You wait 1 minute. That's my livelihood, you with. Now, I don't need you. Who the is this? Who are you?
My name is Wayne.
Oh, I don't know no Wayne. Look here, Wayne.
I know you don't know Wayne, but you know.
I'm gonna tell you, I got a brother named Big J and Leroy. Bring your Wayne.
Look, let me tell you something. I don't want no problem, but I will throw these hands if I got to.
What? Big J number throw them hands on? Look here. I ain't got time to tell your auntie whoever the made the mistake, it wasn't me. Now, look, you done got me out here on Good Sunday. I just came from church. It's hot as hell. And you telling me about some glue? You ain't got to do today, do you? You ain't got nothing to do.
I got to find out why my auntie half falling out in church.
Well, it ain't me. So call somebody else in Atlanta. Cause I am the
been
the since
82. But you must not be in right now. You got people hair falling out in church and glue falling all off on the pews.
Don't say your auntie probably glued her own and that's probably why it fell out. Now I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm the hottest stylist in Atlanta. So I don't know who no that, but she ain't nobody. I ain't do a hair. I don't fix up hair. You can call any and everybody in Atlanta. They'll tell you the same thing.
Look. All I'm saying is, you done messed up my auntie hair. I want to get it rectified. I need you, first of all, to call and apologize to her.
Apologize? Have you got a little show? You been drinking on some Jesus juice with your auntie. That's why her hair fell out. You and Michael Jackson and your auntie Deborah Cece or whatever her name is.
Look, let me tell you. First of all, you're going to respect my auntie.
Okay, whatever you say her name is,
I want you to redo my auntie hair for free and give her her money back from the first time she paid you.
I don't know who you are.
I'm Wayne.
Why you coming? Wayne, look here, Wayne. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna hang up in your face.
Now hold up. I'm Deborah's nephew, Wayne. Now, my ain't 52 years old. Now, if you ain't gonna respect your elders, how you expect to be blessed? You say you just went to church this morning.
See, that's the problem. You calling me on Sunday with some got me cussing like this. See, now I gotta go back inside and have a conference with my pastor behind some.
I got one more thing I need to say to you before I get off the phone.
What, what, Well, say what the you gotta say, because you wasting my minutes.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked from your girlfriend.
I'm about to have my brothers come whoop your that got me. That got me. Nephew Tommy.
What's up, buddy? Your girl told me, she said, trust me, going off the first 12 seconds.
She know what it is, Nephew Tommy.
Hey, baby, let me ask you. You don't do no glue?
No, I don't no glue. I don't. Hey, I tell you, I don't no glue.
It's too hot for the glue. All right, baby. Ain't nobody half fell out of church tonight. They say you the bomb down there, so I just wanted to call and make sure I prank my girl. She the one.
Oh, I'm gonna up on site. On site.
All right, baby, answer one thing for me. What is the baddest? I mean the baddest radio show in the world.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. On this great getting up January. Huh? What my grandmama say if I just make it to January and February? I can march on through to April and May. Woo! We're going to be all right, babe. Milwaukee, the nephew is coming in town. That is MLK weekend. My wife is allowing me to actually go perform instead of being at the house. So she is allowing me not to be home on holiday. But I'm coming out to Milwaukee, and we're going to slay these jokes at the Improv. That is all MLK weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets on sale right now. Stupid is moving through the Midwest. That's Tommy. Yeah.
Hey, Junior.
Okay.
Junior.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the matter, man? You all right?
I'm good. What happened?
No, I'm just so ashy. I've been hearing a lot of dates from Tommy. I ain't heard no dates from you. Well, what's going on?
Oh, ain't nothing going on. Yeah, I got dates coming. Yeah.
And well, you're taking some time off. Well, what are you doing?
Well, I think I told you about what I'm doing.
You don't want to bring it up right now? You don't want to bring it up right now?
You going to bring up the meeting right now?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait a minute. If you all just go back over what was just said, I never brought up a meeting. All I said was, I ain't heard no dates from you. Now, y'all done took it and ran with a whole nother scenario. Steve Harvey ain't said nothing about no damn dates, no meetings. I was talking about dates.
You just want to clear your
ass. Your ass brought up the meeting, and now you want to put it on. Do I want to talk about it on there? Yeah, I do, because I don't even know what the hell meeting you're talking about.
That's a good start.
This week. Man, you can make me cuss. And I've been trying not to. You know, I was going to make this year the year I was going to do less cussing. But I already see that ain't going to work out.
Was that and it's just the eighth day, though, of the year.
Because of just what he just did just now.
You had a meeting about that?
That made you cuss?
I didn't cuss.
Right there.
But that right there is the reason I don't really think this going to work out for me. Because that right there, you should have got cussed out for that.
So when midnight,
to know that you all have a meeting, it's okay. It's all right.
When midnight hit, was you cussing?
Mm-mm, no.
When New Year's? When midnight hit?
You sure?
You didn't cuss.
I don't believe it.
You didn't say happy blankety blank New Year. You didn't say that.
Well, we know.
He cussed.
We know one thing.
I did cuss
lying
at the fireworks.
Yeah, I know you did.
I cussed
I
at the fireworks. Because I felt like one of them was too close. And I said,
he felt a little
hot.
Man, it's blank to blank too close. I said that.
All right.
Good one, Tommy.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.